You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Brian Cochran joins us in studio, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Brian, thanks for taking the time to chime in with our Friday financial update. Always great to have you.
Yeah, happy to be here with you, Steve.
Well, in spite of the bipolar weather in Albuquerque and things trying to, you know, figure out whether it's winter, spring, summer. I mean, we're in May. And so many people, you know, they're making plans for maybe a summer getaway, whether it's a, you know, cruise with the whole family and what have you. I have to imagine there's people that come to you that, you know, maybe haven't, you know, put aside a little bit, you know, every week or every month, and planning for stuff. Some may make real good plans, but I have to imagine there's people that come to you and say, hey, I want to remove a large chunk, from my investments, to, do this trip with the family this summer or other things. You know, what kind of, insight, do you have for people that might be trying to make that kind of a decision?
Yeah, and Steve, those kinds of experiences seem to cost more than ever. You know, I think of what it costs to take a family of four for 3 days at Disney World or something like that compared to what it was when I was a child or even 10 years ago. Certainly what you're talking about, those trips and vacations, they cost more than ever. And Steve, I think of it in kind of two ways. We work with some folks who are still working and want to have those experiences. And I think also of those folks we serve who are retired and travel might be a bigger part of their spending than ever because they have the time to enjoy those experiences. And a couple things stand out to me, Steve, in this. And the first thing, as you kind of alluded to it, is to plan ahead. You know, when you're looking at the next year, so maybe it's the end of 2024 and you're looking into this year, 2025, one of the best things you can do is really try to have a spending plan. I don't like to call it a budget so much. Budget sounds restrictive. And you might get in trouble trying to encourage your spouse to live on a budget, but you can make a spending plan together. Where I think a lot of people go wrong here, Steve, is they sort of impulse plan, they impulse buy a trip, and next thing you know, you've spent $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $20,000 on a vacation. And instead of having saved for that and made a spending plan, you are spending that on a credit card. And of course, that can cause some problems.
Yeah, you know, and as I listen to you talk about planning a budget, you know, with the spouse and, you know, I think in some of these circumstances, you know, when you get to, you know, really the best way to do this is to plan. Okay, but we want to do it this summer. The hard part sometimes is tightening the belt now. Maybe we don't do it this year and maybe we wait. Well, discipline is needed to make wise, biblical financial decisions. What do you tell people that they just feel like they don't have the discipline, but they want the discipline?
Right. I think the first thing is to acknowledge that all financial decisions involve trade-offs because every dollar can only go towards one goal. So for example, the travel goal we're talking about, that's great. But if you also want to buy a new vehicle this year, you might have to decide, okay, how much am I going to save towards the down payment or the full purchase of a vehicle as opposed to taking that trip? Where people tend to get in trouble, when I think of the families I've worked with, is when they're trying to do it all, right? They say, well, my kid's education is really important, so I'm going to pay for private school. But also, it's nice to have a newer model, safe car with all the features. So I'm going to have a $1,500 a month car payment. And, you know, I love experiences of family, so I'm also going to go on a $12,000 vacation this summer. And the next thing you know, you start doing all this, and there's no money left for giving or for saving or for other things that should also be important. So I think a big part of this, Steve, is simply sitting down, especially when there's a couple involved, when there's spouses, but this is something you can do on your own as well. And simply prioritizing and then making the hard decisions in regards to trade-offs. So if the most important thing is your child's education, that's number one, then okay, pay for that private school, do everything you can to afford that. But having said that, that means maybe you can't do private school and the Disney vacation or the cruise or the, traveling to that destination wedding that your cousin's having or whatever it might be. And accepting those trade-offs is something we've become, I think, rather poor at as a society. And I think that's why debt is such a big problem, is because we want it all. Because when we look online on social media or we talk to friends, it's like everybody else has it all. But they also might have the debt to go with that.
Well, Brian, I'm almost hearing the person that's listening saying, but I had this come up, and I just took a loan from myself out of my retirement investments, my 401k, 403b, and I'm paying myself back interest. So I'm good. Are they?
I think that's one of the big mistakes. So it's still a debt, right? You're still having to use future dollars to pay for a past expense. And that's a tough cycle to live in when you're trying to accomplish multiple goals. So, and I've seen many cases where people have debt because of emergencies, medical emergencies, family crisis, things outside of your control. So I have empathy for that. I've certainly been through that myself. But I think a lot of that comes from people living paycheck to paycheck. Because they can't judge these trade-offs, it gets really difficult. So I've seen people with very strong, I'm talking $200,000 and $300,000 incomes living in Albuquerque, and they are paycheck to paycheck because they say yes to everything. And then when that big emergency, something outside their control comes, they have not accumulated a reserve. There's no margin left for the uncertain. And I think what we start to realize as you go through life and, someone like you or me who's got a family, and you realize that those one-off emergencies are not one-off, right? There's going to be something, seems like every year, and often those things come in sets of three or four, right? All your appliances tend to break at the same time, or your appliances go out at the same time that you have a health crisis and a car repair. So if you haven't left any margin because you're constantly spending every dollar that comes in, you leave yourself vulnerable to those emergency debt decisions.
Yeah, and I love that you said, the one-off that, is it a one-off? Not only is it maybe not a one-off, is it an emergency?
Right. What
Yeah,
is
so
urgent
some,
and what is important, right? I think that's
yeah.
hard. Yeah. And I think a
Yeah.
big part of this, the vacations we started off talking about, right off how you started the segment here, Steve, people treat those as one-offs. Well, I'll put this on a credit card because it's just our trip for this year. Well, if you're doing a trip every year, maybe that's something that you need to allocate in your spending plan and make it a priority if it's going to happen every year. So a lot of this has to just do with being honest with yourself. There is certainly the discipline aspect that once you're on that trip, you're not overspending. I feel like that's a bit of a given, but I think the biggest part here is most families are functioning day by day, month by month, year by year without a spending plan or having made those sort of values-based trade-off decisions as to what's most important. Because today more than ever, with expenses as they are, there's a lot of competition amongst all the things we can do with our money. And because every dollar can only go to one place, it's inevitable that the average American individual or family is going to end up in a position where they're going to be susceptible to overspending and using debt. So that's why we love the money date we've talked about in the past, Steve, of sitting down. That's where you have that conversation with a spouse. If it's just yourself, it's just time of reflection and prayer and saying, okay, what is most important to me? How do I prioritize? What do I hold in the highest regard? And as people of faith, right up there, if not, hopefully at the top is your faith and honoring God. So one way we do that is by honoring his command to be generous and through the tithe. And if so, right on the top of our spending plan should actually be our giving, not our spending. And then from there, we should be looking at the biblical mandate that we provide for our families. So having money and savings, paying for our base expenses should be next, saving for the future. And then from there, we can start to prioritize what's next. Is it a new car, a vacation, a home improvement, a new wardrobe? Where's my money going beyond that? If we live that way and we're that intentional, we'll have less regret no matter what life throws at us. And we'll also be better prepared when life does throw those curveballs and we have those inevitable, not so one-off, emergencies are going to come up for every family.
Well, Brian, we appreciate your time again to give us this these thoughts on stewardship of the resources that God's provided for us. Any closing thoughts?
Just don't get discouraged on this. This is one of those areas of finance that's very much two steps forward, one step back. You might do really well with your spending plan for the first 3 months of the year or 6 months of the year and then have a hiccup. It happens. You might be really aligned with your spouse for a while and then one of you kind of derails a little bit. Have patience with one another. We're not required to be perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. He's a great model for us. So we're to seek a life like his, a perspective like his. But God gives us grace because he knows we're going to fall short in all areas of life, including our personal finances. So don't be discouraged. Don't feel judged. But be intentional and try to take the right steps.
All right. And Brian, on johnmoore.com, the Insights tab, what will the listener find?
Yeah, we've called a few times out the video we posted back in April on wealth transfer. That's been a big hit. So I encourage folks to look at that, especially if they're at an age and stage where they're thinking about their legacy. And then this month's post for May does a good job kind of setting a perspective to what we've seen in investment markets so far this year with a lot of change and volatility, kind of looking back over the last 5 months, but also or 4 months, and then also looking at, from a historical perspective, how do we respond? And from a biblical perspective, what principles can we lean on?
All right. And for you listening that I hear Brian referring to the Bible, and part of the reason you're hearing that is Brian is a certified kingdom advisor. Every week look at handling these resources that we're stewards over through a biblical worldview lens. Brian, thanks again for the time and look forward to next week.
My pleasure.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.